How is this USMCA new NAFTA going to work? I'm David Brancaccio. As you've been hearing this morning, the Trump administration and Congress have reached an agreement to update the NAFTA treaty. Among changes, how new labor and environmental standards will be enforced. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is following this live from Washington. Nancy, start with those components, labor and environment.
Well, the new NAFTA, which, by the way, is called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, says the three countries have to combat trafficking of wildlife, timber, and fish. There are also provisions on air quality. I talked to Duncan Wood about this. He's director of the Mexico Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center here in Washington.
And the idea is you can't just start, you know, moving goods around using trucks that don't conform to emission standards, et cetera.
The sticking point, David, for Democrats was how this would be enforced. And the deal they announced yesterday says there will be a new committee that will evaluate how environmental regulations are implemented. There will also be environmental attachés in Mexico City monitoring Mexico's environmental laws.
And what about the labor standards?
The new NAFTA says 40 to 45% of all vehicles have to be made by workers making an average of $16 an hour. The deal also requires free elections for union leaders.
But a key here will be enforcement?
Exactly. The deal between the White House and Democrats calls for labor attachés. Wood says they might be able to go into Mexican factories, something Mexico had been resisting.
My understanding is that there would have to be a complaint against a Mexican factory, and then the labor attachés would actually go in and provide this kind of facility-based enforcement or inspections.
And there will also be a committee monitoring how Mexico is implementing labor reforms. It could appoint independent labor experts, but Clifford Sosno, a Canadian trade lawyer I spoke with, told me it's not clear what powers they would have.
Are they enforcement powers? Are they actual search and seizure powers? Are they interview powers at the will of the inspectors?
Now, of course, Congress still has to approve all of this. There could be a vote in the House before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year. All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. The Federal Reserve briefing on the economy and interest rates is due in just over 4 hours. The betting is rates will stay steady. The benchmark 10-year yield is down just a tad, 1.83%. Checking numbers, the Dow is down 9 points, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ each up 0.2%. You spoke, we listened. Marketplace socks are back, and right now we have a real deal for you. You can get not one, but two pairs of socks. That's one for each of our new Marketplace designs when you donate $60 or more today. Or you can sign up to give $5 a month, same deal. Support independent news you trust at marketplace.org and get these snazzy new Marketplace socks as a thank you for your contribution. And thank you for believing in what we do. We really do appreciate it. We've been keeping an eye on a mess in the trucking industry this week. On Sunday, more than 3,000 truck drivers were told their employer was going out of business and were ordered to find their ways home. Celadon was one of the 10 biggest truckload shipping companies, and this is said to be the largest trucking company bankruptcy in history. Carlos Cotto has been driving semis for over 20 years. On Sunday, he just dropped off a load of waffles and other groceries at Kroger's when the word came that Celadon had gone belly up. Thing is, he and his truck were in Indianapolis, and he lives down in Texas. Mr. Cotto, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, sir.
So, this last Sunday, how'd you get the news about the company?
I was right there in the terminal when my wife gave me a call and told me about it. So I was like, what? Really? She's like, yeah. Not even my dispatcher or anybody in the office told me about the company going bankruptcy. So I was kind of, it was kind of a slap in the face. Can you put it that way? Kind of slap in the face for all of us. I have one of my families right there. They've been for 14 years, 24 years, 30 years. And I just saw people crying, hurt. They told us to leave our stuff in the truck. in with their dog in the truck and get a bus ticket going home. And they told me if I want to leave my truck there, and they were going to get a ticket. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that because I have my personal belongings and I didn't want to lose them. So I drove all the way from Indy to Houston, Texas, where I live. They cut off all our fuel cars, too. And so by the grace of God, I made it home safe and sound.
So I want to understand this. So you had enough diesel in the truck to get back, or you had to use your own money to fuel that truck to get back?
No, when I first got the news about it, I went and filled up real quick before the fuel cars were cut off.
So what are you going to do next?
I've been getting offers from truck drivers. They heard the news. They've been helping us all out. So I'm going to try to see if I can get a work, but just right here, stay close to home. Close to my wife, close to my kids, close to my dogs. And the sad part about it is that they call us, all of us off right around Christmas, where we have families, kids, our kids waiting for, you know, Santa Claus to come in with the presents. So I'm trying to find ways to try to keep myself up, my Christmas spirit up, try to be goofy, silly.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry to hear this, especially before the holidays. We'll keep our fingers crossed that you find something soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Carlos Cotto, based in Houston, Texas, worked for the company now bankrupt, Celadon. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Now, yesterday, a bankruptcy judge gave Celadon permission to tap into a loan so it can wrap up its operations and pay employee wages due. The company says the freight business has been soft and had settled federal charges of accounting fraud earlier this year. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.